is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Hard Feelings podcast. It's not the good feelings. It's not the warm, cuddly feelings.
This ain't your mama's feelings.
That's right. It's the hard feelings. I'm your host this week, Hammer and Hank Foley. Some sticky balls going on right now. Not going to lie. A little hot here in New York City. Woo! A slice of Kraft singles.
I left my balls in the freezer at home.
Kevin James Ryan is in studio with me. He just stopped by in his whirlwind tour.
Thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm just popping in for a few minutes. I gotta get out of here.
I got
more successful podcasts to get to.
You gotta change the blade on the fan in the window at the apartment? I don't know how you're doing it. I called you last night just to check on you.
Checking on the elderly.
I'm gonna get you Meals on Wheels or something.
I'm having a rough go of things.
Can I give this to the listeners that you filled the tub with ice?
No, I didn't.
You had to cut your own kidney out?
I was exaggerating.
Trying to make some money? You put water in the tub.
Oh, my God.
Boiling hot dogs in there.
I didn't put ice in there. What am I, a jerk off? Got fucking a tub full of Natty Light?
It's hot here in New York City.
Oh, buddy. It's
creeping on 100.
It's a scorcher.
Oh, man.
My place is...
I'm telling you. Whatever's going on, you need to fix that. I mean, you cannot listen. I went home Friday.
I feel like a Navajo Indian. It's like a sweat lodge in there.
What are you, some like sculptor from France in the 20s?
You come in my place in 10 minutes, you're hallucinating. You're all fucking hopped up on peyote and shit. You're seeing things in there, boy.
Dude, it's not good for your brain. I went home Friday.
Because I'm fucking losing it. I'm telling you that much.
That's why, man. You're like a fucking divorce cop from the 80s.
I've seen some shit.
Itchy trigger finger.
Oh, buddy. You come up my stairs, you're getting a fucking 12-gauge pointed at you.
Chewing gum and drinking coffee. Take it easy, man. Fucking chill out. Listen, I took my AC out of my room. I put it in
put
the living room.
Put it in your ass. Put that puppy on full blast. It's like a Dentine ice commercial. He's breathing frost, baby.
Woo! Kippy's hot!
It's all that peyote. This is the first time I've been in air conditioning.
Brain's working.
Did you ever just go hang out at a supermarket? Because I have. Walking around the produce section. I'm in by the frozen peas. What's going on in here?
I said that to somebody that looked at me like I was the fattest person. Because we were talking about
I'm in the walk-in cooler at the gas station. Restocking the shelves.
I got the milk. Don't worry.
Well, you need a Yoo-Hoo. My hand just comes out.
No, I asked somebody, or I was talking to somebody the other day about air conditioning, and I was like, yeah, you know where it's the best? Department stores and banks. And they looked at me like, Jesus.
Oh, dude,
Christ.
I've been just hanging in ATM vestibules for fucking 30, 40 minutes at a clip.
Dude.
I'm not even a customer at Chase, but they don't need to do that.
You walk into a Macy's or fucking something like that, oh my, you gotta put a sweater on. It's nice.
They're hanging there like Frankie Carbone.
Listen, man, I put my AC in the living room, it cools down the whole apartment.
Hey, what are you bragging here?
$130. Get yourself an AC.
I'm broke,
I'm worried
man.
About you.
I'm going
away for a couple of days. Do you want to stay at the apartment? You got to watch the cat. But
no. I paid thousands of dollars out of my fucking account in the past 4 days. I'm fucking broke, man. I got to have money.
Are you
for
staying here for the fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, well, everybody say goodbye to Kippy. There's no way you're making it through this week.
Oh, it's
with
all,
this
the hottest
week.
Is already done, buddy.
What do you mean?
We're on the way
on
down.
On top of that, add the holiday. You're alone. You're going to hear the fireworks going off.
Oh,
you're
buddy, they were letting fireworks off on my fire escape.
Those
were
fireworks.
These Dominicans were fucking... It was like 4 a.m. Pop, 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 pop. Jesus Christ, it's wacky up there. But, dude, they do what they do to cool the block down because they all hang out in the streets. They all, because it's hot as shit in the apartments in those buildings... So everybody just fucking hits the block like it's fucking Santo Domingo, you know what I mean? It's fucking, they got grills, they're fucking hanging.
The corn with the cheese,
dude,
I like it.
Oh yeah, a lot of fucking mantequilla on that bad boy.
Oh baby.
But dude, they full blast the fucking fire hydrants to cool down the block.
That's going to be you. You're going to be diving. You're going to be scraping out a can of beans, hosing down the kids in there,
buddy. I'm going to go buy a chair and post up on the corner with these guys.
Nickname's El Blanco Loco.
El Blanco Loco.
He crazy, man. He crazy.
He's had muy. What's big? More grande. Fuck. El gordo, more grande.
Dude, I'm telling you. You gotta fuck.
I can
this
fucking.
Heat. Are you hydrating? Are you drinking
Am
water?
Am I hydrating?
Do you have enough to eat up there?
Yeah. I just.
I'm telling you, Meals on Wheels. I don't know what they serve.
Dykes
it all
on
smells
bikes.
The same.
Meals. Have you smelled Meals on Wheels?
Yeah,
what kind of life are you living that you know what Meals on Wheels tastes like?
Hey, lunchtime's lunchtime. You know what I mean? No, there's somebody who lives in my building that gets them. And when the person comes in and.
How
passes,
poor are you? You're breaking my balls out of America. You're living with Meals on Wheels.
There's
people.
An old lady that lives in there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's probably some sort of scam. You're taking her lunch.
It's coming to me.
Yeah. I run up answering the door with a fucking beard and a mustache.
Who is it? Just leave it on the step.
You got a moo-moo and a bra. One titty's hanging out.
Let me tell you something. I wish I could wear a fucking moo-moo. These jeans are just
sticking to me. This has been depressing hour with H. Foley.
Hey, man.
I wish I've given up so much I can't even put a belt on anymore.
Ah, fuck, the belt digs into your belly. It's a fucking nightmare. Hard feelings, guys. If you want to reach out to us, hit us up.
This heat is no joke, though.
Hardfeelingspod@gmail.com.
It's cooling down. We'll be good. We'll be all
right. Just talked right over me on that one there. Losing it. You don't even. You know I'm.
Did that gas station riff. That thing was gold.
How many of me?
I got my feet up for the rest of the episode. You ain't topping that, pal. I'm the undisputed champ of this episode.
Fucking summer Fridays over here.
Yeah.
You come in, couple of jokes.
Woo!
By the way, I've noticed. Has that started yet for you too?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I'm done at 2 tomorrow, off on Wednesday, summer Fridays, I'm a little upset about because I need the AC yeah. in the office. You know?
I'm going to hang out, get some work done.
Fuck, you're sending me home? Like, no, it's all closed down. You fucking, yeah.
Speaking of the workplace, I just want to make a general announcement to anybody out there that might hear this that I know personally. Stop fucking emailing me your LinkedIn shit. I'm not signing up for LinkedIn. What the fuck is that?
Foley's a waiter at Bear Burger.
Yeah, who the fuck? I still get them. When am I going to get on LinkedIn? Are you on LinkedIn?
I'm linked, baby.
And do you send out things? Hey,
no, I'm not on LinkedIn. What am I, a fucking asshole?
Yeah, what? Stop with that shit.
I don't know. People are idiots. But apparently you get a lot of tail on there.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because the girls, they don't want to do the Tinder and stuff. So
hold
they
on.
Know
first
this guy's
all.
Got a job. They know his work history. I'm serious.
Hold on. Did
people
you just use the term
up?
Tail?
Oh,
get
yeah.
a lot of tail?
A lot of tail.
What 80s movies?
People are cleaning up on there. If you're a stockbroker, J.P. Morgan.
There was a comic the other day. It's an old school comic that that was at the club, and he used the phrase, the high hard one.
What the fuck is that?
It's something like it's what you called banging in the 80s. I gave her the high hard one.
Jesus.
It's like something your uncle would say.
Maybe to you.
Maybe. All right. Well, you took the wind out of that.
Well, I never heard of it. What do you want me to do?
Yes and, Kippy. Yes and.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't even matter. I got fucking bones to pick.
All right. I got some too.
I want to ask you a question.
All right.
Okay?
What do you got, pal?
Situation occurred last week. It doesn't matter where. It was in a professional setting. Let's say it was a restaurant. Okay.
Where you're currently gainfully employed.
I cannot deny or confirm.
Do they
confirm
pay you
that.
In tater tots? What's going on here?
No, we don't have tater tots. I wish we did. Love a good tot. I know you like a good tot. Yeah, who doesn't? Tater tots.
Yeah, what am I, an asshole?
Listen
I like
to
tater
me.
Tots.
What do you feel, or how do you feel? Now, I know how your parents would handle it or how you would handle it as a parent, but you have
you don't know me.
A full restaurant.
Okay.
You have a family eating. Okay, let's say it's a mom, the grandmom, and two kids. And the one kid is maybe 3 years old.
No father figure? Bastards.
It's probably at work.
Yeah.
The kid wakes up from a nap and starts screaming bloody murder. I mean, screaming bloody fucking murder.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not the child's fault. What's your move right there?
Yeah, removed from the situation.
Immediately, correct?
You say
to who's ever with, here, sit here and
you
watch
Billy.
You
try the pacifier, you try a bottle. If there's no, like, immediate thing within the first, like, 30 seconds or even sign of slowing down,
uh-huh.
I don't have kids. But you get them out of there. Take them on the street.
Listen to me.
But it was 190 degrees out, so what the fuck am I?
Listen to me.
Talking to a guy who doesn't have an air conditioner.
I'm talking 30 minutes.
No, that's insane.
Of just
at what point can you go say something?
Well, I think as an employee, you can't. If you go over and say something.
No, as an employee, you can. Of like, hey, just to give you a heads up, yeah, and then, your child's being a real dick right now. Fucking tone him down. We got high-paying customers. We got ostrich burgers here.
The only
people are paying $40 a clip to eat at that dump, and I got to hear some baby crying?
First of all, it wasn't Bird Burger. It was at a restaurant that I was at. All right,
McDonald's.
But the point is, you the employees.
Are you
management,
winking? Is there something in your eye? Are you winking?
No. Got the.
You got something wrong with your elbow.
Listen,
what?
The employee can't say anything because this day and age, all of a sudden the phone comes up and then you're on YouTube scolding a mother because their kid's crying.
I mean,
that's the fucking narrative.
It's one thing if you make a comment. It's another thing if you scold them.
No,
if you're like, you dumb bitch, shut that motherfucker up.
Yeah, I'm eating here.
You can't say that, but you can be like, hey, miss.
No, you can't.
Is there something we can do? Does he want ice cream? How old was the baby?
I told you, it was about 2 or 3.
Years old?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him. 2 or 3? Get the fuck out of here with
that.
What
do you mean 2 or 3?
Like, hey, would you like some ice cream to shut this fucking thing up?
Listen, you little prick, you're breaking
my balls.
Yeah,
if it was an infant, it's one thing. 2 or 3, put him in an Uber, send him on the block
right
a couple
outside.
Of times.
All right, but the way I see it is in this political, social climate, you can't do that at a restaurant because it'll be turned back around on you. All right, but I think
you
some...
look like the white chick that's calling the cops on everybody. By the way,
no permit.
That's who you, the permit Patty.
Patty.
Yeah.
How about when she tried to hide?
Oh, that one. Wait, is that permit Patty?
Yeah.
No, it's the other one.
No. The other lady with the fucking Oakleys. She was the one with the breaking the guy's balls for grilling.
They all look like polar bears that came to life. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, that's that. You know, that's the fear that you get.
What iceberg did you cruise into town on, lady? Get out of here. Go eat a seal or something.
Who tries to stop a black guy from grilling? That's what I don't get. I'm first in line.
Get a sandwich.
What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They got a pair of Stacy Adams. Fucking open-toed sandals on. That guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and his now and later gaiters on.
Oh, man.
Woo, doggy.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
The only thing I could see is if citizens have to police each other these days to a degree. Obviously, I don't think that the management or an employee can say anything. One of the other moms should have went over at some point, because I know they were all complaining about it, and say, hey, get your fucking kid out of here. Like, well, what the fuck is... It's not the kid's fault, but it's the parent. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, I'm telling you, a half an hour screaming bloody murder. And people did go over, like, you know, later on.
People did go over? What did you just say? I let murder slide. You said screaming bloody murder, and then people did go over. I think it's a dickle over easy, huh?
People did go over and try to make recommendations, like you're saying, after about 15, 20 minutes. But if you play that wrong, you're gonna lose your job.
I know, but I could just, I mean, you could walk over as, I understand what you're saying, but you could walk over as a way, if you're that fucking annoyed and be like, miss, is a, you know, I understand you're in a rough situation. Is there anything I can do? And that can open the door for,
my point,
get this kid a fucking, you know.
My point is that's when other people who don't have a responsibility there should say, hey, what are you doing?
No, you finish up the meal, you pay the check, and you leave like a gentleman. That's what you do. If I'm sitting there eating, what, am I going to go over and scream to single mother? Sprawl's got it hard enough. Huh? The guy probably ran out, was banging his secretary.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I'm fucking out of there. Yeah, I go pay the bill. Stiff him on the if you're the waiter, I stiff you on the tip. Fucking hit the bricks.
You don't have money to eat in a nice restaurant.
I have money. I just don't have money to go fucking buy an air conditioner.
What happened to your cryptocurrency scam? Where'd that go? belly up on that?
Things are down the tubes right now.
Soon as North Korea started denuclearizing cryptos in the
Twitter. Let me tell you, that Litecoin, like a fucking roller coaster, that thing.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm taking a bath on that fucking...
I saw something.
Hold on. I had what's a low tip for $20? It was $20 bill.
What do you mean a low tip?
It was
Okay.
Right, so like yesterday me and my associate went out a couple of beers.
Okay.
I didn't want to drink cuz I got all banged up on Saturday. We'll get into it.
It's not the waiter's fault, but go ahead.
No, I didn't want to there was happy hour, so there was $3 Lagunitas drafts.
Holy shit.
Be fucking fiscally irresponsible for me to not seize that deal. $3 drafts of IPA.
I'd make everybody in the restaurant sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, buddy. Close the blinds. And you got AC? Forget about it.
Get a little football going.
So we got three beers, and I ordered nachos. The nachos took forever. The lady was just like...
Were you at the bar or at a table?
It's a small bar, but at a table.
You're a big table guy. You go to the bar. That's what your biggest problem is. You always go right to the bar and sit at the bar.
What do you mean I'm a big table guy?
You're a table guy.
There's not, but
there's nothing wrong with it. You're sitting at a table. That's
yeah, when
okay.
there's not, I don't want to sit on the fucking, the guy at the bar who I would have had to sit next to brought his own cooler to the bar. I don't want to sit next to that guy.
Oh,
that guy's got bad conversation written all over him. He was turning around trying to get me. He's like, does this mean they qualify? Hey, old man, turn around.
God.
Yeah, I don't fucking talk to you. I sit at a table so I don't have to interact with people.
That makes sense.
But the bill came to $20. This is the lowest I've
for
ever
both
tipped.
Of you?
Yeah. He got a beer, I had two. I mean, come on. It's that AC, buddy. I had to get all boozed up before I went back to that apartment.
Grab a bottle of NyQuil.
Yeah, huffing paint and taking a nap.
I don't know how you're doing it. Do you have a blanket on you at night?
A blanket on me?
So you're in there, boxers, that weird hairy chest with the man titties, sweating.
Who you been talking to?
I can picture.
What, you got
it.
A telescope?
Looks like you're probably in a fucking psych ward. This guy.
It ain't good, I'll tell you that much. It ain't looking nice, all right? Playing reruns of Friends, you
can
know?
We start a GoFundMe? Maybe somebody out there has an
I
extra
have
AC
money.
They can
I can
send.
Get my hands on money. I just don't want to. I'm roughing it out. I made some poor decisions. I got to live with it, you know what
130
I mean?
Bucks you get an AC. Well,
I know.
All right.
What do you want from me?
And AC.
I gotta pay full rent on a one bedroom.
I can't lose you. You're the last I got.
I gotta pay student loans. I'm fucking out the
student
wazoo.
Student loans. You're 35.
I went shopping last week like an idiot.
Student loans. You're 35. Where'd you go to school?
Harvard.
Yeah, right.
Haven't.
Listen. Here's the
whatever.
Deal.
Bottom of the line. I tipped his broad $3 and told her to go fuck herself.
Okay.
Is that a lot? That's the lowest I've ever tipped. It's not that low, but...
It's like 11%. It's not good. You're a scumbag.
It's not good. She brought over fucking...
What? What'd she do? How do you know it was her fault that the nachos took a long time?
I wasn't complaining about that she comes over three times.
What'd she say?
What do you mean, what'd she
say?
Oh,
that's a lot three times.
No, it's not.
Once for the hey, what's up.
But she...
Once to bring the cooks out of the kitchen to look at your forehead. Count that.
Guys, El Blanco Loco.
You gotta see this.
All right, whatever. There was nothing there. I just wanted to throw it in. I got this the other day, right? I'm eating lunch, like I do.
$20, you should have left her five.
At least. Four is 20%.
You want to argue over a dollar? See, that's the AC talking. You're picking fights.
No, but you're right.
That's the fucking kitchen
first
fan
first of all,
talking.
I'm a better tipper than you.
Yeah, wrong, please.
I am.
Kevin, you're embarrassing yourself now. Don't be ridiculous.
You're nuts.
I'm 25% Hank. No matter what.
Yeah, you only have 25% of the bill.
I tip you on the way out of here.
Tip me in an air conditioner.
Oh, the service wasn't
great. Get this. So the other day, nice day. Let's call it, I don't know, Friday.
I can feel the heat coming off us in this podcast. We're just crazy from the heat.
Yeah, man, I've been delirious.
That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
Fox News starting to make a lot of
whatever
sense.
Whatever it is, buddy, I'm never getting an AC because I am tight right now, buddy. Kippy is sharp as a tack. Who wants what?
And what are you eating in that apartment? How do you eat when it's that hot?
Oh, all week I have been doing a lot of salads.
I picture like cold beans, ravioli. There's cans everywhere. You have wife beaters on with spaghetti stains on them.
Who am I, your dad?
Old newspapers laying around.
About?
You have
newspapers?
A bird? Did you got a bird?
Yeah, well, he's dead, I think.
You should. That would be your completion to the dark side.
Get a parakeet.
Yeah.
Big head.
When they're dragging you out of the apartment, don't kill my birds.
Yes, I'm going to have to be removed from that place. That's for sure. I'm not leaving that place on my own accord. You want me out of here? You're going to have to come get me.
The squirrel man on the fourth floor. What's your beef? What hard feelings do you have?
The other day I'm fucking sitting over there. Whatever, by my office. It was a nice, let's call it Thursday or Friday. I don't know.
All right.
Nice day. You know what I mean? I'm sitting down. There's like a long thing of stairs I got in front of an office building.
You mean in the middle of Park Avenue? Is that where you're sitting?
No.
Okay.
Let's keep those streets. Let's not fucking broadcast my location 24/7.
Oh,
right?
Park Avenue. Yeah. They're going to track
me. Well, I don't want you to say on the corner of fucking blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
All right. Keep your mouth shut, Tubbsy.
You know what's good for you. Come over and stay for the 2 days while I'm gone.
You're crazy.
Sit in the AC. You can watch the cat. You can watch the TV. I'll leave food in
where
the
are
fridge.
You going?
I got some business I got to handle outside of the city.
Oh, you're going to that fucking shit gig in Delaware, aren't you?
No. That's
yeah,
not
you
a
are.
Shit gig. That's in August. I'll be at the Starboard in Dewey Beach. August 7th, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Come on out. Hot show, man. Hot, yeah. Hot show. Great town, too, by the way. Love Dewey. Love this Dewey.
Sounds like your Coke connect from junior high. Dewey!
Fuck, Dewey's out.
I need an 8-ball.
Dewey got busted. Fuck!
Dewey got knocked. Dewey doesn't get busted. Dewey gets knocked.
Dewey. I think Dewey was the name of one of the characters in Blow. That's why. No, Dooley. Dooley was a dude that ratted him out.
I know a couple of Dooleys. All do Blow. Every Dooley I ever met doing key bumps in the bathroom.
All right, so what's your fucking beef?
So I'm sitting there, nice day, hanging out, relaxing. It's not too hot, you know, just chilling. And there's 30 people sitting along these stairs. People sit there every day. There's like a hot dog guy. There's a fruit guy. People are hanging out. Great, picture perfect New York City lunch. You know what I mean? Tourists walking by, businessmen, hot chicks, hot guys.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Mo.
Yeah, it's great. It's
Anytown, USA.
Oh, buddy, it's Americana we're talking.
Okay.
This fucking jerk-off construction worker next to me. I don't know what the fuck he is. Elevator repairman. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's got a sandwich, right? Like some fucking bologna sandwich made with fucking hate and some shit that his wife made who probably resents him. You know what I mean? Some fucking Oscar
Extra
Mayer
crust.
Sad Wonder Bread Sambo.
Those are good, though, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I like a good sandwich.
I could have said a shoe with lettuce in it. You would have been like, that's
my
good.
Mom used to put butter on the bread when she made her sandwiches when we were kids.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is that how you got your ninth chin? You fat fucking idiot. Shut up.
Kippy's hot! Woo, somebody get a fire hydrant in here. Hey,
somebody pull into my apartment, will you?
You laying in a cold tub. Oh, man, you probably sleep in the tub because it's cooler.
I would.
You know, it was weird. When you told me that you filled the tub up with water, I thought it was to, like, cool down the apartment. Like, you thought if you put cold water in the tub, it would, like, lower the temperature of the apartment. That's how far gone I think you are. I'm telling you. I'm going to call some. If this doesn't change by the end of the week, I'm calling somebody.
Who are you calling?
On social services or something. Have you
going to come and take my parakeet?
Sir, there is no parakeet.
That was so funny to me, I could barely get it out. So I'm sitting there, minding my own business, relaxing.
What are you having for lunch, by the way, since you're so
I had a juice.
High class. Naked?
No, like I got one made.
A fresh
like a
one.
Smoothie, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you're sitting there enjoying your smoothie, hot dog
relaxing,
vendor.
And this fucking Momo next to me starts fucking taking his Wonder Bread, or they like he's done his sandwich, but like there's still a bunch of bread left, and he's crumbling. It was actually like an old Kaiser roll. You know when a Kaiser roll gets kind of hard, and it turns into like fucking sawdust. Oh. You know what I mean? It crumbles up. This guy's fucking throwing the crumbs for the birds, and I don't realize. And I'm fucking sitting there, and there's like a bird next to me, and I'm like, fuck out of here. And then there's like another one, and there's like, fuck it. It's like, I feel like Alfred Hitchcock. I'm in the telephone booth getting attacked by birds over here.
Hello, Kippy.
So I'm like, so they're like, there's like, next thing you know, there's two, there's three. And I'm sitting there, I have my cup, so they think there's more food, you know what I mean?
You guys are
I look over,
together.
This guy's covered. He's head to this guy's head to toe in pigeons. And I'm like, you fucking asshole. You're just sitting here ruining all 35 people's lunch. Everybody's sitting here relaxing. All of a sudden, you got to be the pigeon lady from Home Alone. Fucking turn around like this. Everybody gets up. I was like, this fucking asshole, what's your problem?
I don't get it, man.
So fucking mad. Then yesterday, I go for a run.
Pigeons following me.
I got fucking attacked by a bird. He came down. I swear to God, he fucking made contact.
What?
He's fucking got me in the back.
What, do you owe money? Let's go.
Right in the back of my arm.
What kind of bird?
Not a pigeon, like a meaner looking one.
Like a hawk?
No. I think I walked by his...
Probably thought your head was a poodle.
Something was better than poodle there. Coconut or pineapple
coconut.
Or something. I don't know.
Hawks don't eat coconuts.
Poodle.
Yeah, they grab small
dogs. No, he was just like a regular bird, like a robin type thing or a sparrow. Let's go with sparrow.
It wasn't a sparrow. Sparrows aren't fucking with you. Come on. They're classy birds. A robin, okay. Run of the mill.
Might have been a robin. What are the ones with like the fucking... They got like the mohawk kind of...
The Mr. T's?
I don't know. I didn't have time to fucking take a picture of this fucking thing. He came down, swooped me. I thought I knew someone in the park. Like, I thought someone pushed me. Like, hey, yo, what's up? I turn around, and this thing's got his fucking talons out coming. He hit me, bounced back, and then was coming at me again.
What?
I took off. Buddy, you should have seen me. These Dominican dudes in the park were dying. I was ruining quinceañeras and everything. I was running through flipping tables. Hot dogs are flying everywhere. No
empanadas
dice.
Flying. Oh. They're after me!
Dude, I was tucking and roll barrel rolling over fucking park benches.
You can't.
I hate birds. This is the second time I've been attacked. They're after me. Plus, this guy's asshole fucking feeding them and stuff.
That's an omen, man. And that's not good. You don't like birds.
It came to me in a vision in my sweat lodge.
Quoth the raven, nevermore. Fucking Edgar Allan Poe.
That's not good, dude. No one's ever been. It was like that fucking scene from Seinfeld where the bird hits Elaine in the head. That's what it was like.
That bird flew right into your head.
Like he couldn't avoid it. Like the broadside of a barn. No, I think so. I was walking by a tree, like a small little tree that you would have in, like, you know, your front yard or some shit.
Or my living room.
Having your ears. And then I guess that was like his home or something. Like, I guess he had a nest in there with chicks or babies.
Yeah, he fucking turf crossed.
Yeah, dude, he got me. He got me.
If you got scratched by a bird and it till you bled,
at hospital. Immediately get an Uber and go to the hospital. I fucking hate birds.
Cut the arm off.
Take it, Doc. It's all right. I got peyote at the house. I don't need nothing. Take it.
Oh, my God. I feel like the whole city, when it gets this hot, like, you know, for consecutive days, like, there's everything goes crazy. I think in a good way. You know what I mean? It's good. It's good for everybody to go nuts like that.
It's weird.
This is where you find out really how fragile the society is.
Oh, we're.
Because people are
we're
on
walking.
Fucking edge.
Yeah. So get this. So Saturday, we go to the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
My associate, him and his friends plan a beach day. Kippy goes, I'm in.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
No AC.
No AC.
No friends.
No friends. I'm dying over here. No girlfriend. Man. The birds are attacking me. It's a thing.
The lonely, lonely man.
Oh, God, that's tough. But the other day, I found myself waiting to go to bed. And I was like, this is... terrible.
What?
I was just sitting around going, like, I'm like, I just want to go to bed, but it was like still too early. I'm like, well, this fucking sucks. I was just sitting around.
Who are you, Mickey from Rocky? What the fuck? Dude.
It's not good.
I said that the entire podcast. Go out and call your mom. The air conditioning will change your way of thinking. It'll change your life.
I like it, though. I'm seeing the other side.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll get revenge on that bird, I tell you. I'm dressed up like a big bird next time you see me.
He thinks it's over.
I'm hanging out in the park. Ka-kaw, ka-kaw. Got big wings. He's playing it real cool, waiting for this thing to come back.
Eating worms.
Flipping around in the water. So we go to the beach, and this hard feelings is with myself, all okay. Right? Do you ever just, like, make poor decisions? All right, I'm blaming this on me. My hard feelings for Saturday are with me and with alcohol, right?
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What? What do you mean, nothing? You're dismissing my story right away.
No, I'm not dismissing your story. I'm bracing myself for what's about to come. You, booze, heat, beach.
Good night, Kippy.
Woo!
Let me tell you. No, so we get... Dude.
When someone says I'm disappointed in myself, you know, that's something real scumbag.
It's just when you...
It's not really I care about what other people think, but just I'm really disappointed in myself.
No. It's not that. It's you ever day drink and then you sober up? If you drink 100 beers and then you pass out and go to bed, you wake up and you slept all... You're just like, that sucked.
It's literally the worst thing ever. Now, I have like a weird affliction to
sobering
alcohol.
Up.
Yeah, you get hot, you sweat it out.
Every joint hurts, your head's heavy.
That's why...
Blinking hurts, thinking hurts.
That's why, even at night, I can't just have one beer and that's it, because a half hour later, I'm going to be like woozy and tired and angry and frustrated.
Yeah.
I got to have... If I'm having one, I'm drinking two right away just to get level.
Oh, of course. You got to take the edge off. What am I, a fucking asshole?
Absolutely.
Getting attacked by birds over here. I'm three just to fucking...
Sure.
Just to say hi to the bartender.
Just to get back to zero.
Yeah. Fucking kind of life I'm living. Wildlife's attacking me in New York.
Two IPAs within 15 minutes of each other.
15.
Get you feeling nice.
Eight minutes. So, well, whatever. So we go, so we buy some beers. When I say some beers, I always overshoot the landing. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of guy that's like, you can never have too much. I'll drink it. Worst case scenario, we bring it home. Nothing ever makes it home. I'm telling you that much.
Because I Chinese food.
I don't have a governor on me. You know what I mean? I'm just like one of those engines. You take the governor off and it runs until it explodes. That's what I do.
You're a psychopath.
Alcoholic, I think, is a precise word. So.
Yeah. But a lot of people on the Eastern Seaboard are.
Yeah. I just have I have an issue with alcohol. It's not a problem. I just have an issue.
You don't wake up in the morning and say, I need a drink. But when you drink to excess.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So we get 2 6-pack for me and my associate, who shall remain nameless.
Understood.
I think we all know who we're talking about. I got one friend and
the
name.
The dots can be connected.
So we each get a 6-pack of IPA. And then then we get like...
What?
Anywhere from 4 to 6
nutcrackers?
Pounders of Modelo.
Oh,
we're on the beach, baby.
You drink those first or after?
After. You get two fucking... Well, after 6 IPAs in the heat and a 95 degrees at Fort Tilden...
Modelo tastes like a steak.
Oh, yeah. Fucking forget about it, dude. I'm fucking... So, you know, whatever. Drink all these beers. Get all boozed up. We were like eating like shit. Like somebody brought McDonald's. I had McDonald's on the beach. Like I don't. It was just like a
McDonald's on the beach.
I don't even know. There was just a bag of McDonald's. That's how fucked up we were.
Bag of McDonald's, just a sack of burgers, or like mixed meals.
No, a sack of sandwiches.
Okay.
Like somebody came late, like a few hours later, and they were like, "Hey, bring food." And I guess he just went to a drive-through and brought like
I love that.
Brought 10 or 15 sandwiches.
Oh, I love that, especially for McDonald's, a sack of burgers.
The chicken sambo.
Oh, they're so good. Shredded lettuce, extra mayo.
That's exactly
good
what
night.
It was. That's exactly what it was.
I don't know who does that mayo, but they got an itchy,
itchy trigger.
They got a heavy hand over there, Mickey D's.
So I have like that. There's like Doritos. Plus, I literally drank, I don't know, 12 beers and 6 of them were IPAs. So my brain is at like about to be shut offline. You know what I mean?
So you're hammered sitting on some blanket.
Well, I'm hammered. We're in and out of the water. But like sometimes I'm in the water like, all right, you got to sober up a bit, pal. Like this is like
you can't be swimming and drinking.
What do you mean?
Until you drowned.
What am I, a fucking idiot? I got a tub filled with cold water. I've been practicing this whole time.
Booze in there.
Yeah, I'm in there with whiskey.
Never have trouble in the bath. Go ahead.
I'm batting 100% in the bathtub.
You're living like an old gunfighter hiding out. Billy the Kid on the run.
So
fill up the tub.
So I, so then we're sobering up, right? So then I sober up. We get like a cheese steak, like we're just eating like shit. I've been eating so well, been exercising every day, just the point that all piss it away by drinking fucking 20 beers and eating McDonald's and a cheesesteak and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get home, we get to my neighborhood, and it's just like we had to drop people off and this and that, and you're all over the place, and it's just the never.
Should have went home and went right to bed.
Yeah, but it's a never-ending car ride. What do you mean, they should have went right home? Like,
no, when you got home, what'd you do?
I'm going to get there, Fatso.
Okay.
So I get out of the car. My associate drops me off, right? I get out of the car. My phone's dead.
Right.
I get out of the car. I take
even more disconnected from the reality.
Yeah. So like, I don't know what I'm missing. Like comedy, not anything.
You don't
know died
what's
at, like,
going on.
It died at 6 o'clock. It's like 9 at this point. But like, you're just, I'm drunk. I'm disconnected. I have no communication.
Lonely.
Yeah. Just out there. So I get out of the car. Take 3 steps. I'm at my house. The fucking checkered flag is waving. I'm right there. I realize I don't have my phone on me. I go, fuck. And he's like pulling away now. He had made a left and he's going down the street. But now I'm gassed. I'm hungover. I'm fucking sunburnt. I'm schwitzing. I got sand in my taint. It's an ordeal. So I yell, hey, hey, nothing. And I see he's catching a red light. So I'm like, I can give what I got left in the tank to go catch up to him. I go, now, dude, I'm running through
quarter.
Barbecues, I'm running through the families playing catch and everything, and I'm going, I'm screaming, wait, he catches a green light. Oh, I'm like, I have no way of getting a hold of him.
No way of getting a hold of anybody.
Anybody.
Oh, you have the laptop upstairs.
I have the laptop when I go upstairs. He doesn't have Facebook, he doesn't have anything, what are we going to... We said I would have to sign into the Instagram desktop and like message him on there, and hopefully he sees
it. Send him an email.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know
dude,
what the fuck
you are losing.
So... I finally settled in. I'm like, all right, I'm just standing there. He's gone. I don't have a phone. I'm going, what the fuck do I do? So I go, I guess I'll just walk to his house.
Birds are laughing at you.
Yeah, birds are fucking. So I just walked to his house, and luckily I got some luck on my side. I'm just walking, going, I'm hoping he's there. I'm hoping he's, I don't know, doesn't make a decision to go somewhere, you know. So I'm walking up to his house, and luckily he was looking for parking, so he drove past me at an intersection. I was like 100 yards away.
What the fuck are you doing here?
And we just so happened to make eye contact. So he was like, all right. So he turned down, knew when something was up. And I was like, my phone. Got the phone. All's good. All's well that ends well. Got home. Took a nice sleepy poo. But that's sobering up. That's sobering up when you're, during the day, if you're experiencing the sobering up process, is brutal.
What's real nice, you have nothing to do that night. Say it's a Saturday, whatever.
It was.
A Sunday. Okay. You go out to brunch. You day drink there, which I'm not a big day drinking guy. You know what I mean? I drink to forget and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can forget during the day.
Right. You go out, have a nice brunch, and you crush a couple, and then just go home and go right to sleep and just sleep until, like, the night. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's got to be at, like, 7 o'clock. You can't go from 6 o'clock to the next day.
I could. Yeah, no, I'm saying, you get back from brunch at, like, 3, all right?
Okay.
Sleep until, like, 7 or 8, get up, watch a movie, order some Chinese. Fucking.
What?
No.
No. You can't wake up at 7 or 8 and then go back to bed in 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, if you eat enough Chinese food, you can.
I think it's called a coma for you.
Oh, dude, I love
sugar
that.
Sugar coma.
Woo! I love eating a big meal and going to sleep. Puts me right out.
Really?
Yeah, I see you looking at my stomach.
I see your stomach looking at me.
Mind your own business, birds. I had something. I'm sorry you had that, by the way. I had a great weekend. Like I said,
my weekend was great.
Okay, all right. That's you think that, that's good. That's what it's all about.
Sure.
Things are going well. You seem good.
I performed. I went to the beach with my friends.
Okay.
I got too drunk. I lost my phone, but then found it. That's a plus.
This Kippy is.
I got up Saturday. I went for a 5-mile run.
Okay.
I got
there
up Sunday.
Go.
Went for a 5-mile run. Went home yesterday. Watched some sets that I've been videotaping.
Yours?
Did some more jokes. No, I've been videotaping you doing the same jokes for 15 fucking years. Yeah, mine. I'm working over here.
Okay.
Filled up my tub again.
Changed the water in the tub.
Somebody's got to do it. Whatever. What do you got?
Are you taking baths?
No.
Are you taking cold showers?
Yeah. Well, who's taking a hot shower?
I take a hot shower.
No, you never stop sweating, even with 100 ACs.
It's actually reverse. You take a hot shower, it raises your body temperature.
I know.
And that way the outside feels cooler.
Yeah, I understand that, but even I won't. Hot shower, cold shower, I won't stop sweating. Hot showers are worse for me. I will never stop sweating, ever. And window units won't do it. I got to go into central air for like an hour to bring the core temp down.
Love the central air.
Buddy.
Man.
Did you grow up with central air?
No.
That's a hard no.
No.
You don't have to think about it. You paused too long.
My dad didn't put the AC in the window until the middle of the night on like whenever it reached like the hottest day of like, you know, when it was like this, like when you got to that breaking point. He would drag it out of the closet. Him and my mom would be in some fight yelling at each other. She's telling
him stupid
what
to
do. She's telling him what to do. It's like almost falling out the window. We're all in their room in sleeping bags and stuff like that. But I tell you what, once you got that baby running.
Oh. All's well that ends well.
The Foley's got the do not disturb sign. Oh, my God. It was the best.
Yeah.
No. We didn't get central air until when I was in... college, I think, when they had the house.
Central air in college.
I'm sorry. My mom didn't get juiced up with some real estate developer, all right? She was out there doing it.
So what do you mean?
The piece was out there shaking it at happy hours in fucking...
We had central air before I met my stepdad.
You never even heard
my
of
my dad owns an air conditioning company.
All right, well, there you go. I don't got a fucking inside guy.
He's a white-collar guy, not some fucking whatever your dad does. My dad was making cashola.
Quiche. Yeah, we didn't have it. We were all window units.
My dad
too.
Retired.
An 80s window unit. They're like the size of a refrigerator.
Put that in the garage door. My dad retired when he was 30. Went back to work at 31.
Yeah, you know what's real ghetto? You ever see the standing air conditioners that have the tube where they don't have to go out the window?
The ones with the wheels?
Oh, my God.
It's like a washing machine, bro. Beat it with that. That thing stinks.
Put the fabric softener in. Those things stink.
Yeah, we used to smoke weed and blow it to those things.
holding the hose up to your face.
Yeah.
By the way, had something really interesting. I thought it was interesting happened to me yesterday. Crystal was giving me a little bit of shit about it just because she says I'm kind of a nosy guy. But this was too good to pass
up. I would say
up.
You're more of a stomach guy, but...
This was too good to pass
Nothing
up.
Nothing on that?
No, it was weak. All right, so listen. All right? You know how you get on the train and they say...
No. How do you do it?
Very carefully.
Through the service entrance.
Coming through the top.
Hey, buddy, you got a convertible?
You know how they say you'll be on the train and it'll be jammed up and they give you bullshit different reasons of why you're being held up? You know the sick passenger one?
Yeah.
Do you know what that really translates into?
What?
Somebody fucking OD'd on skag on the fucking subway.
What's skag?
H. Heroin. Yam yam. All right. We went to the Guggenheim yesterday.
I thought you were going to say something else. Whoa. Filipino, all right.
We went to the Guggenheim yesterday.
I thought you were going to be dropping slurs over here.
No. Jesus. Classy. Guggenheim. Talk about pristine air conditioning.
Would you go to take a shit?
No.
Are you in the neighborhood?
We went to see the Giacometti exhibit. Alberto Giacometti.
Come again?
Alberto Giacometti.
What's he do?
He was an artist from Switzerland who spent most of his life in France and had a real big resurgence later in his career, and that was what the exhibit was, all of his later works.
Yeah, what does he do? Paint, sculpt?
He does everything. He paints, he sculpts, he fucking does it all. A lot of it was mostly sculptures that I saw.
Steal anything?
Ixnay on the... So anyway, we get done, we get on the subway, and, you know, the train's there at the station, and they're saying that, you know, there's a sick passenger. Now, normally, you never see that. You never see where the sick passenger is. It was fucking the car next to ours. So I walk down and to peek, and she's like, what are you doing? Stop. Don't be nosy. I'm like, I want to see what this is. You know what I mean? Just to see it.
Sure.
And it's two dudes fucking H'd out of their fucking mind, and they look like regular guys, just a little bit older, all right? They did have the heroin uniform on, jean shorts, white socks, and white shoes, and no t-shirt.
Oh, that'll do it. What do you mean normal guys? You just described two fucking scumbag drug addicts. These are normal. I'm expecting a guy in a fedora with a briefcase, newspaper, a fucking gray suit. These are two normal guys. One had a face tattoo. The other one was fucking didn't have pants on.
No, they looked normal. Idiot. They were just a little older, but they were wearing the jean shorts. You know, that's the Philly giveaway. Yeah. Oh, man.
Got a couple of cousins still right there.
A pair of white Air Maxes and the white socks
Cruisers.
Pulled up. Oh, dude.
Reebok, all white Reebok classics.
You mean
Kensington
you got any money
Cruisers.
On you? Anyway, these guys must have got a bad dose or something like that because they were fucking laid out. The one guy was in real bad shape. He was like hunched over and like almost like kind of convulsing, and then he stopped and everybody thought he died. Fucking paramedics come rushing in. Fucking cops.
Those guys don't
in.
Die.
Huh?
Those guys don't die.
Dude, this cop put on his gloves and started like patting the guys and like rubbing his chest. I guess, you know, they know what to do, you know, try to get some blood flowing. And the dude like kind of came out of it, but he was all fucked up. Then all of a sudden the EMT comes in, all right, pulls out the fucking bag, pulls out the Narcan, fucking
doses
hits the
him.
Dude. And this guy.
He's up fighting
oh
like Rocky.
Oh my God.
One
this
hand
guy
comes up.
Dude, the whole place started. Like WrestleMania.
Yeah,
15.
The arm drops one. The arm drops two. The arm. Whoa, the place goes nuts. They can feel it in the rafters.
Can you smell what Tony is cooking? I don't know, but it stinks. Yeah, dude, he came right out of it. And when I kind of sensed that was going on, and I've been seeing all these things around the subways for, you know...
The Narcan stuff.
Yeah, it's saving
like,
fucking people's
yeah,
lives,
so, but,
man.
But I don't get it. You're just supposed to rock Narcan? For the listener, the Narcan is if you overdose, you can on opiates or opioids, you can... The idea is you can hit the person with this, like an EpiPen.
Yeah.
That will reverse it and, you know, bring them back to life a little
reverse
bit.
Reverse it? This guy was flying around the subway station.
This guy had a job.
This guy was bench pressing the car.
Yeah, he was running
making balloon animals. turned into a superhero.
Ooh, got your nose.
That's my wallet.
oh, yeah.
Death break. Yeah, and it brings you right back.
Yeah, but the ads for that I don't get. And first of all, that, not every time they say there's a six passenger, it's a fucking two scumbags ODing. Like, yeah, I'm sure that happens, but there are people that just get sick.
I understand.
But I don't get those ads. The ads are like, hey, I saw some guy famous, so I ran in and grabbed my Narcan. I'm like,
yeah.
Who, you're just stabbing this guy? What if it was like epileptic shock or something? You're just stabbing him?
Yeah, just allergic to peanuts. Take
you know, just taking a nap, and all of a sudden you're fucking dosing this guy. I don't get that bullshit. Unless you know, like, oh, my fucking son or my brother.
That's what a lot of the ads are. You know, the one guy was like, my dad was OD and he would have died.
Yeah, but I saw the one was like, my neighbor. Thank God I had my Narcan. I'm like, what are you fucking just buying drugs? So hopefully your neighbor passes the fuck out? Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
You gotta keep
give him a pamphlet to get in the fucking NA or something.
Doesn't work, man. That shit is fucking... It was sad to see. It was sad to see, and it was...
Did it bother you, though? That's the hard feelings. Did it bother you? I don't want some fucking sob story. Did it bother you?
Did it bother me? I mean, obviously, it bothered me that that's what held up the train, but, you know, I'm a fucking
human
being.
You were more upset they didn't share with you.
Yeah. Fucking holding out motherfuckers as they pass.
Hey, buddy, I like the main line just like the next guy. Taking the express to fucking Chinatown.
You know what I'm talking about?
Woo! Oh, man. What do you think? My big thing, you know, I try to be a man of the people. You know what I mean? I'm a nice guy. You know, I got kids in my family.
Okay.
What's your outlook on...
I don't know where this is going.
Child? No. On...
kids making sneakers.
Making sneakers?
I don't know.
How do you think I get my Nikes, huh? What, am I an asshole?
It's sad.
No, what is your outlook on fucking field trips getting on the subway?
I mean,
I don't know if you deal with that a lot because you don't really travel. You don't have like the proper nine to five.
If
you're on a fucking packed one train or packed A train heading downtown in the morning to go to your fucking job, like the working stiff that you are.
Sure.
And it's packed and there's some fucking asshole. Watch another thing. What kind of schmuck do you have to be to read a newspaper while standing up on a New York City subway? You
have your backpack on your back.
Oh, backpack on the side or down if that, yeah. But these fucking people fucking bust open the sports section. Like, buddy, get an iPhone.
Get the fuck out of here.
You fucking douchebag. You're in fucking five people's faces. I flick it sometimes. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. I get too angry on the subway. But then, so it's packed, you're dealing with all these fucking idiots, and then like you pull up at like 86th Street, and then there's just fucking, I don't know.
12 fat kids from Sheboygan, Minnesota?
No, like 72 fucking 7-year-olds that get on the bus because they're going to the museum or something.
Somebody's there with them, right?
Yeah, but you're still putting fucking literally like 35, 70, and they're screaming, they don't like holding on, it's a game, they're falling in. The one kid sat on my lap, I'm like, yo, pal, I like kids just as much as the next guy.
You trying to get
but
me...
I ain't getting fucking tied up for this.
Are you trying to get me pinched?
Yeah, buddy, Jesus Christ.
Get the fuck out
I'll
of
do
you.
The got your nose, I'll do whatever you want, but fuck, you can't be sitting on my lap.
Ew, what the fuck?
Well, it's because I was sitting on the line, I was against the wall, right? And I was...
Overcoat or no overcoat?
Overcoat, nothing on under it. Had my socks on. So I'm sitting there, and it was like me and two or three other people, and then like three or four kids, like all sitting on each other's laps. And then the guy next to me got up, the guy like, you know, so now it's just me and fucking 10 kids sitting on like a bench. They're climbing on each other, they're falling over. And like they're like using my leg to like hop up on to get on the thing. And I'm like, all right, stop fucking touching. I don't like being touched, let alone fucking, you know what I mean? So then at one point, the one kid's just sitting on my lap, like, like playing with my face. I'm like, get the fuck off of me.
Playing with your face?
It's just like, you know, like fucking got his hands all up in my shit.
Hey, buddy, mind your
business. I lost it. I gave him a wedgie.
Go get a newspaper or something.
Started giving him noogies and shit. They should do it on off hours. Hey, you go, if you want to use public transportation to get to wherever the fuck, get a bus, get Ubers.
Hold on.
Or go at 11 o'clock.
I don't.
When it's not fucking rush hour.
We grew up in the burbs, and I will say this. Obviously, going to school and being a kid in the city is
you're
a much
hillbilly.
Different experience.
You guys went to the farm to fucking milk cows and shit.
We went to the
birth goats.
We went to the Hatfield Slaughterhouse for a field trip. I told you on this podcast.
Was your mom working? Debbie, what's your mom's name?
Patty.
Patty.
So we were spoiled.
Patty's my only fan on Facebook. She shares everything.
We were spoiled when it came to field trips. The bus would pull up. You'd get on. There'd be some treats.
You'd go out
snacks,
the night before, get good snacks.
Straight down into the city.
Your Walkman.
Pull right up to the front of the Ben Franklin Institute. Straight up the stairs. Fucking have a nice day. So I can't imagine dealing with that fucking as a little. I wouldn't want to be a little kid on the fucking. I would have had a panic attack. But yes, I think it's fucking way annoying and way obnoxious.
Yeah, it's insane.
They any packs of anybody is disturbance in the subway. The subway should be a solitary place. You go with one or two other friends, that's it.
And how about these fucking jerk-off adults that aren't holding on to a pole?
And just fall into
you? And then they fall into you, and they're, oh, sorry. Oh, really? Are you?
But that's never happened to you before?
Maybe. I don't think so. What am I, fucking, what am I, subway surfing? No, you hold on to a fucking pole. They're like looking at something like, dude, fucking hold on, you fucking piece of garbage. Hold on to the fucking pole.
This is all the heat talking, folks. Don't listen to Kippy.
No, I'm
He's
hot,
angry.
Baby. I'm hot.
In the fall, you're going to feel much better.
Yeah, whatever.
The harvest, the corn will be coming in. We'll take it down. The sun will change. The skies will change. Life will change.
All right, you're annoying me. Shut it.
Until then, you got to hold on to the hard feelings.
What are we at time-wise here?
Here.
50?
On the Hard Feelings podcast. We got a grudge of the week?
I don't like calling it that, but sure.
Uh-oh. Look out. This is the 4th of July edition of the Grudge of the Week. And hey, this will already be out there, but I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Take it easy this summer. Don't be losing it out there.
Also, we got asked on, I guess when we were reading one of the previous emails or messages or whatever, the guy kept saying the C word.
Mm-hmm.
And we omitted that from the record.
These lunatics want the unedited versions, huh?
We got one of the some girl hit us up. She's like, "Why don't you say the C word?" I'm like, "Jesus Christ, lady!
Stop being pussies, you two."
But what's your reason for not saying it? I gave my reason.
Wait, no, I say that word.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll use that. If
hit it.
I would read it. No, I'm not going to just say it arbitrarily.
Why?
Is that the right word? Arbitrarily? I'm not. Whatever. I'm not going to say it on purpose for no reason.
But you said you say it.
I'm saying I would say it. I don't see any stigma with that word.
Then say it.
Well, I mean, well, there's no reason to say it. I'm not going to say it just to say it.
But then you're saying there is a stigma to that word.
No, I'm not.
Say asshole just to say asshole.
I'm not going to say that just to not say it.
Just to prove your point? Just
yeah,
to prove
of course,
my point?
To win an argument.
You fat.
Hey, you fucking cunt. Just fucking read the email.
Oh, edgy.
They say it in Britain all the time. That's not a bad word.
You're so edgy.
I'm not going for that. I'm not going for that.
Holy shit, is that Richard Pryor over there? Oh my God.
I mean, I get the racial slurs. I would never say something like that. You know what I mean?
You get them. What do you mean you get them?
I understand why people get upset about them.
Yeah.
But cunt, forget about it. That's like that's almost like saying I love you in fucking England. I come here, you fucking cunt, you. You know what I mean?
You've never been to England, clearly.
What's that, Downton Abbey? What do you got? Another exciting read. Grudge of the Week from Kevin James Ryan.
I'm trying to find a short one because we have a couple of deep cuts.
And now you got me thinking, do I have to buzz that? Am I going to get in trouble? If I land something, they're going to go digging in.
I don't know.
This?
You tell me, potty mouth. Yeah, Nigel over there.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
All right. Hold on. Fucking tell me to go ahead. Why don't you say the C word a little more, huh? Tell my mom not to listen to this one.
You know they're making brew decaf now, huh? You know that? Tone it down, buddy. Jesus Christ. Hit a water park or something. Dude.
Shotgun full.
You need something. Dude, go boogie boarding, fucking jet skiing. I don't know.
Do you want to do the jet ski with me? You can go all the way around Manhattan for 200 clams.
Fuck, get out of here. I'm not doing that shit.
Why?
Do we get one?
You ride a tugboat like a wave runner.
They're pulling me. Yeah, I would do that with a jet. I'm not standing up. I'll sit on a jet bike.
A jet bike? Who are you, my pop-pop? What the fuck's a jet bike?
The jet bike's the one you sit down on.
Jet That's a wave runner.
Whatever. You're a wave runner.
Jet bike?
That sounds
racist. Is that how trashy your family is? Look at them in the jet bikes. Just take two things they can't afford and combine it.
But yeah,
oh, look at that jet car they got over there.
That's what they're called. Jet
they're called wave runners.
Bike. That's a brand. Wave runner's a brand.
No, it's a wave runner. A wave runner, a jet ski, not a jet bike.
A jet bike.
I own multiple.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't even have a fucking air conditioner. You don't own anything.
Yeah, because I'm a hipster, man. I'm old school. I'm living like it's the 70s.
Fucking not all natural deodorant stinking up the place. Ugh.
Yeah, no, I'm a Victoria's Secret kind of guy in the summer.
Smell
it's strong enough for a man made for a kippy.
Go ahead. Wait, would it be on the same Wave Runner? Or would we each get one?
You'd each get one.
All right, I was going to say, I'm not riding in the back.
If you were in the front, we'd be doing a nosedive. If you were in the back, we'd be doing a wheelie the whole time.
Those guys are doing
tricks. I can't
see.
It's
good. Good times here. The Hard Feelings podcast.
Okay.
Let's wrap this up. I'm getting the hell out of town for fucking 72 hours.
When you
hours.
Leaving tonight?
Tomorrow morning, bright and early.
What bus you taking? Because you, my friend, don't have train money.
Yeah, I do. Taking the train to Trenton. Patty's picking us up.
Woo! Picking you up in Trenton?
Yeah, she picks us up.
Buddy, that Trenton train station is rough. Yikes. You go to West Trenton or Trenton?
West Trenton? No.
Trenton's proper. No, that place. Everybody's one paycheck away from being homeless over there.
Oh, my God. It's like a space hub. It's fucking planet of you.
Dude, I walked in one time. It was an active crime scene. They had the caution tape, all the state troopers. I was like, what the fuck? I was with Nadine. They're like, yeah, don't look over here. I was like, Jesus Christ. There was blood on the floor.
Really?
Dicey.
Ugh. Yeah, it's bad.
All right. Let's get into it. This is a work one. Just
go ahead.
Quickie. This guy's boss has major OCD. I prepare some reports. I don't know if it's a boss. It just says a guy at work. I prepare some reports at the end of the night, and I've recently discovered that he's been altering them for his OCD standards, even though I make them clean and organized. So basically, this guy's going back and redoing all of his fucking work.
Is he taking credit for it?
It doesn't.
Go ahead, read the email. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep asking me questions. Like, I've interviewed these people. You do this every week.
Okay, take it easy.
No, but you ultimately make me look like an asshole. Like, I'm the one with all the information. All
right, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck you.
It was my fault.
You're an idiot.
You're right. I'm wrong.
I'm going to throw my phone at your face.
Please don't assault me.
I recently discovered he's been altering them to his OCD standards, even though I make them clean and organized. So fuck him and his OCD having ass. He can do the fucking goddamn reports. And don't tell me to sympathize with him. I don't have time for that shit, especially when I'm doing work for nothing. Fucking corny cunt. Damn, I feel better now that that's off my chest.
Oh, see, look at that, man. Despite what we could say, that's what it's all about right there. Getting it off your chest. A Hard Feelings podcast.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. I would just stop doing it.
I would stop doing it as well.
Like, if he's going to ultimately do it, just stop doing it. Or have the conversation with him. Be like, hey, what's the point of me doing this so you can go back and do it? Just how about you do the work?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Don't fuck with my shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be like me doing this and you going to try to put jokes in afterwards.
Because
you didn't do them when you did it when we were recording the podcast.
Fair enough. You're right. I'm wrong. It's great to see you, Kevin. I don't like your look right now, okay?
Buddy, first of all, your hair stinks, your jowls are getting bigger by the second, and your teeth get smaller, your little baked bean corn teeth you
got
going
on. My neck's fat. I got a fat neck.
You got fat everything, buddy.
Yeah.
You look like a puffer fish.
Don't get near me. Good sushi eating.
Your little fucking tweaker teeth, too.
Listen.
Tweaky, tweaky.
We're out of this place.
Tweaky, tweaky.
Stay tuned for another.
I got Heyman's hygiene later.
Stay tuned for another mini episode, which should be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the fucking podcast. Check out all the other podcasts on the OG Podcast Network. All right. Rate the podcast on iTunes. Write a review. 5-star. We had one last week, didn't we? We had a nice review.
We had a couple.
Thank you for everybody that's doing it. We appreciate it.
And subscribe. We're running into some issues. Just click subscribe. If you listen on iTunes, click subscribe. Just do that.
Yes, absolutely. Kevin, I wish you the best of luck this week. Are you staying here for the 4th or are you going home?
Ask me one more time.
I forget what you said.
No, ask me one more time.
You're staying here.
No, ask me.
What are you doing for the 4th?
Fucking your mother. Patty!
Okay.
And your dad's going to watch with that big fucking air conditioner.
We'll be talking to human resources after this podcast.
Human resources?
That's right.
You are?
Who?
Human. It's human resources with an H.
Humid.
What?
Good night, everybody.
That was anticlimactic.
Now good night.
See ya. Take my